You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And a very good morning, boys and girls. How are we this morning? It is a big breakfast show. Welcome to a brand new day. It is indeed. Brand new day, but it is the last day of the month of January. It is Tuesday. It is the 31st of January. So don't worry. Soon be Christmas. It's the breakfast show. Right now it is coming up for a minute after the 7, and I'm going to be sitting here entertaining you for the next 3 hours, hopefully getting you in a good mood to get you to wherever it is you're going this morning. Right, let's take a look. I tell you what, not much in the way of events globally or different countries or whatever. I've got a couple of facts here to do with today's date, 31st of January. If we go back to the year 1858, the Great Eastern, the five-funneled steamship designed by Brunel, was finally launched at Millwall after a three-month delay. Sounds familiar. 1865, the 13th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was passed by the U.S. House of Representatives on this day. It was ratified by the necessary number of states on the 8th of December in 1865, and the amendment abolished slavery in the United States.
Good morning, world.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission would start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
be a captain in the British Army, you know, out in Croatia, apparently, and he was used to carry his guitar around with him. Captain James Blunt. Well, that's it. Back to Bedlam was his debut studio album. That was back in October 2004 when he released it. It was on Atlantic Records, and it was named after the famous psychiatric institution of Bethlehem Royal Hospital, which is commonly known as Bedlam. There he is, James Blunt. The track off of the album that's called So Long, Jimmy.
Got so much love. Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
For nothing.
Look at that.
That's great. Before that one, it was Elton John, of course, and that was Little Genie. And time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping on time, it is time for us to... Exactly. Open the shower door, get you in, turn on the old water. And see, what have I got for you in the shower this morning? Going back a little bit in time, working my way back to you, really. With the Spinners.
Thank you.
There they are in the show with you this morning. Absolutely. Working their way back to you. That is the Spinners' time on The Breakfast Show. 20 minutes, and that's after the hour of 7 o'clock. Now, let me see. I tell you what they're going to do. Send you off on your way to wherever it is you're going this morning. Hope you're going to have a great Tuesday. It is the last day of January. Now, what have we got lined up for you this morning? Usual bits and pieces, of course, in some international news, some international business news, local news. Joining us via Zoom in the second hour today, well, the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be chatting with Julio Montes de Oca, Director of Coastal Resilience for Audubon Americas, the National Audubon Society. We're talking about him, about protection of the mangroves, etc., etc. Last hour today, Luna Yena Tambores. Of course, you know who that is, don't you? Alfredo Hidrova is going to be chatting with us, and that is in the last hour. A couple of good mornings this morning. Let's say good morning to Mary Lou, also to Renee and Rick. Be with those, back with those in a minute, because we're going to take another piece of music. There we go, that's the League Unlimited Orchestra there in Hard Times. And talking of times, it is around about, just coming up to 24 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. Let's say a very good morning to Renee. She says, this morning, Carly Mara. Mm-hmm, good morning. Says, I had my first crumpet ever today and loved it. Hope your visit to the US Embassy went smoothly yesterday. It did indeed. And so the Vice Consul had to get some documents sorted out, so big thanks to them. It was all very efficient. And I tell you what, I was just telling you what the time is. Now we're making our way down to 24 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Because you said to me, does anybody really know what time it is by Chicago? Can you please play it? that's great, isn't it? That's Chicago. Does anybody really know what time it is? It's written, by the way, and sung there by Robert Lamb and recorded by Chicago. It was included, and that was on their 1969 debut album, which was called Chicago Transit Authority. And it was a single as well, released a single, and that was in 1970. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3, and that is Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You can find the living room with the quality that you deserve, tailored to your home. At Ashley, come to our stores in Costa Sur, Alta Plaza, and Costa Verde, and live the experience of the number one brand in the United States. I tell you what, if you're just about to go off on a summer vacation driving through this wonderful country, well, make sure your car's up to speed, all right? The last thing you want to hear is this. So if you're going on a road, first of all, get your car checked out. Where? Valley Motors over in Clayton, the place where they have a passion for cars, for your car. So don't forget, this vacation, that nothing leaves you stuck on the road. Go along, City of Knowledge, Valley Motors. Make your appointment now. Just drop them a WhatsApp at 64310419. The best vacations begin with your car.
Valley Motors.
Y llegó el verano. Saludos luneros. Alfredo Drobo para invitarlos a nuestro gran festival de la familia Luna Llena de Tambores. ¿Cuándo? El domingo 5 de febrero en las escalinatas del edificio de la Administración del Canal de Panamá de 6 a 9 p.m. y el mercadito desde las 4 p.m. Ya sabes, ven a disfrutar en familia, tocar tambor y vibrar en armonía. ¡Te esperamos!
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
It is indeed, and we are exactly half past the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. So what are we going to do? We're going to take a look and see some of the things in the international news for this morning and some business news as well. A large Russian force has advanced hundreds of meters in a major new assault. This is on a Ukrainian-held bastion in southeastern Ukraine this week. Though it is unlikely to force a significant breakthrough there, according to Britain. On Tuesday, Russian officials claim the advance had secured a foothold in the, this is in the coal mining town of Vuhledar. And Kiev has acknowledged that there has been heavy fighting there, but says it has repelled the push so far while inflicting heavy losses on the attackers. In an intelligence update offering rare battlefield detail, the British ministry said that Russia was attacking the town with a force of at least the size of a brigade, a unit normally comprising several thousand troops with a full range of capabilities. Three members of the Memphis Fire Department who responded to the fatal police confrontation with Tyre Nichols were dismissed on Monday after investigators found that he was beaten and left handcuffed on the ground without medical attention for nearly 15 minutes. Distraught relatives thronged hospitals in Pakistan's Peshawar on Tuesday to look for their kin a day after a suicide bombing ripped through a crowded mosque in a heavily fortified area of the city, killing more than 90 people, mostly policemen. A second nationwide strike disrupted French electricity production, public transport and schools on Tuesday as protesters or workers protested against the government's plans to make people work longer before retirement. Former Brazil President Jair Bolsonaro has applied for a six-month tourist visa to remain in the United States, his lawyer said on Monday, despite calls for any U.S. visas held by Bolsonaro to be revoked following violent protests in Brasilia. The Biden administration has stopped approving licenses for U.S. companies to export most items to China's Huawei, according to three people familiar with the matter. China apparently is seriously concerned about a report that the United States has stopped approving those licenses And this was according to a foreign ministry spokesman on Tuesday. Now, we are closely following relevant developments, Mao Ning told a regular news briefing in response to a query on the export curbs. And world stocks stumbled and bond yields edged lower on Tuesday as hotter than anticipated European inflation numbers jangled investor nerves ahead of a slew of earnings reports, central bank meetings and key US economic data. Investors broadly expect the US Federal Reserve to raise interest rates by 25 basis points on Wednesday. Interest rate announcements are also due on Thursday from the Bank of England and the European Central Bank, and both are expected to hike rates by 50 basis points. European shares dropped on Tuesday, dented by healthcare stocks, with the pan-regional Euro Stoxx 50 futures index down 0.6%, German DAX futures falling 0.5%, and the FTSE futures 0.6% lower. US stock futures, then the S&P 500 E-minis, they were down 0.3%. In Asia, MSCI's broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside of Japan fell 1.4%. The index is up over 8% though so far this month, and Japan's Nikkei stock index and Australian shares traded slightly down. Data on Tuesday show that China's manufacturing activity swung back to growth in January, but the country's blue-chip CSI 300 index still lost 1.1%. Oil prices fell on Tuesday as the prospect of further interest rate increases and ample Russian crude flows outweighed demand recovery expectations from China. March Brent crude futures fell by $1.01 or 1.19% to $83.89 per barrel. This was around about 9:20 GMT time today. The March contract expires on Tuesday, and the more heavily traded April contract fell by 90 cents or 1.07% to $83.60. Likewise, the United States West Texas Intermediate WTI crude futures that dropped 92 cents or 1.18% to $76.98. per barrel. So there we go. There's our little look at some of those things in the international news and some of the international business news for you this morning. Time-wise, we are exactly 24 and a half minutes before 8 o'clock.
Love.
All for One. All for Love. It's called All for Love. Comes from Sting, Bryan Adams, and Rod Stewart on there. What a combination. 20 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. And just going back to Renee this morning, she sent me a picture here, which apparently she took at the local grocery store. Look what I found at the store today. Egg-flavoured potato chips. Or we call them crisps in the UK. But anyway, yeah. So weird, isn't it? She says, I like eggs, but egg-flavoured potato chips? Sounds gross. Does sound a bit weird, doesn't it, really? By the way, I've got a question for the supermarkets. I've got a couple of things at supermarkets. One of my favourite chips, that, as you would call them, are the kettle chips. And I used to love them. I used to bring in these big packets of pepper kettle chips. And they're bringing all the different flavours in now, but for ages now, they haven't bought in the peppered ones. Anybody's listening out there? Mr. Martinelli. Talking about Super 99. We went in the other day. Now, how many of you have been to the Super 99 in Paitia? Well, they've done a great job. They've completely revamped the store. They're putting in new shelves and everything. I can't find anything. They moved everything around. I knew where the bread was, but it's not there anymore. I knew where all the stuff was. Now it's all over the place. All changed. I spent ages looking for bread. Really, I'm serious. I couldn't find it. I looked up where they got some of the bakery stuff. I went down to where it used to be. You never guess where I found it. In the vegetable section. Yep, all the way down the far end, in the vegetable section. And do you know, by the way, do you know what they call it when you can't find your bread in the supermarket? Seriously, pandemonium. That's what it was. Absolutely, pandemonium. No problem with pan on this program. Here's everything I own. It's my bread.
You sheltered me from harm, kept me warm, kept me warm. You gave my life to me, set me free, set me free.
Don't hear the words you long to say. I would give anything I own to give up my life.
just to touch you once again.
There we go. That's it. Everything I own by Bread. Remember, if you can't find it, if you go to Super 99 in Poitiers, go all the way down to the veg department, and it's there, facing the vegetables. That's where I found it. And by the way, if you do go down to the vegetable area, and that's where they also have the meats and the cheeses and everything else, you might want to take a jacket with you. It is very cold. A very good morning to Ashley this morning. He says, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and all your faithful listeners worldwide. He was asking if my interview went okay yesterday. It wasn't an interview. It was literally just sort of trying to get some documents recognised by the embassy, which all went extremely well. So thank you very much for that. Yeah. No more till the next 10 years. I think you probably thought I was going for my visa. I don't go for my visa. My appointment isn't until the 3rd of August. And I applied at the beginning of last year. Right, anyway, Ashdy asked if we could play a piece of music for him this morning. This is one from Boss Gags. Low Down.
I wonder.
The Breakfast Show. It's better.
Hello!
Bit of a chuckle to myself with that one. NKOTB. New Kids on the Block. Or OKOTB. Old Kids on the Block. There they were. Together with Salt and Pepper and Rick Astley as well. Bring back the times. I only wish I couldn't agree with you more. Take me back to the 60s and 70s, please. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're just coming up for 5 minutes before 8 o'clock. Time to get this one in. It's a very good morning to Mary Lou, and she wishes everybody a great Tuesday. And she says, could you please play When the Children Cry from White Lion?
Child, dry your crying eyes.
have done. All that we destroyed, you must build again. When the children cry, let them know we tried. 'Cause when the children sing, then the new world begins. Little child, you must show the way to a better day for all the young. 'Cause you were born for the world to see that we all can live with love and peace. No more presidents and all the wars we'll end. One united world under God. When the children cry, let them know. When the children sing, then the new world begins.
Con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Y llegó el verano. Saludos luneros. Alfredo Drobo para invitarlos a nuestro gran festival de la familia Luna Llena de Tambores. ¿Cuándo? El domingo 5 de febrero en las escalinatas del edificio de la Administración de Canal de Panamá de 6 a 9 p.m. y el mercadito desde las 4 p.m. Ya sabes, venga a disfrutar en familia, tocar tambor y vibrar en armonía. ¡Te esperamos!
I tell you what, if you're just about to go off on a summer vacation driving through this wonderful country, well, make sure your car's up to speed, all right? The last thing you want to hear is this. So if you're going on a road, first of all, get your car checked out. Where? Valley Motors over in Clayton, the place where they have a passion for cars, for your car. So don't forget, this vacation, that nothing leaves you stuck on the road. Go along, City of Knowledge, Valley Motors, make your appointment now. Just drop them a WhatsApp at 6431-0419. The best vacations begin with your car.
Valley Motors.
Ashley, the number one furniture brand in the United States, is already in Panama. Come to our stores in Costa Sur, Alta Plaza, and Costa Verde and find that price that you're looking for each space in your home and live the Ashley experience.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Thank you. just bound to get out. Cause all these bodies are hoping to get addicted to sound. If these walls could talk, I hope they wouldn't say anything. Because we've seen way too many things. Cause we fall from grace, we're falling. Yeah, we fall from grace. If these walls could talk. If these walls could talk.
If these walls is what it's called, and that was 5 seconds of summer. That's what you get over in the UK, by the way. I don't know if you realise that. And that was preceded by Badfinger, and that was Baby Blue. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3, and that is Cool FM.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, guys, how you doing? Whoo, it's a chilly 69 here in El Valle. Yes, I made it back last night, and I'm very glad I did. Oh, what a beautiful drive back. It's such a blessing, you know, to be able to drive back in this beautiful country. Although there's a part of it right now that's turning very, very brown again. You know, it's that dry season. It gets nice and brown, and then every now and then some bajareque comes down and spruces everything up. Well, this week, oh, what a busy week. And been into the city and been back. And getting ready for the American Society is going to be having the lasagna party up in El Valle. Yeah, right over here near Mr. Charlie's house. We are going to be having some of his famous lasagna, chicken lasagna, beef lasagna, curry chicken lasagna. Hoo, boy! Yeah, there's a bus coming up with some folks that don't live around here, and it's going to stop in Coronado and a couple places, pick some people up, and then it's going to come on up here, and we're going to party down. Yep, I'm a member of the American Society, and I'll be at the front door checking your ID, making sure you're a member, and if you're not, I'm going to encourage you to become one. And then we're going to party like it's 1999. Oh, yeah, we've got John Carney's going to play, too. Love live music. Nothing better than some live music out in nature. It's a bit chilly, though. Everybody better bring a long-sleeve jacket just in case you don't get too cold. Well, the puppy dog, she has grown in my absence, I have to say. I was only gone, you know, I left Sunday, I came back Monday, and I was like, whoa, she gained weight. She's now almost 14 pounds when I weighed her at the vet on Friday or Saturday. I was like, I brought her home, she was 10. Now when I pick her up, it's like, oh, she's like a sack of stones. She's going to get bigger, the doctor said. And I said, yeah, I kind of figured that. She's going to get a lot bigger. Well, it's beautiful. It's kind of dark a little bit still because the sun hasn't popped up over those mountains. But she will, I have no doubt. Lots of things going on today. The cook's going in to Coronado, get some things done. I got to stay home, babysit all the animals, and work. So, until tomorrow, back to you in the studio.
Texture like sun, lays me down with my mind. She runs throughout the night. No need to fight, never a frown with golden brown. Every time, just like the last, on her ship, tied to the mast, to distant lands, takes both my hands. Never a frown with golden brown. Golden brown, fine temptress. Through the ages she's heading west. From far away, stays for a day. Never a frown with golden brown. Thank you.
There we go, that's the Stranglers and the Golden Brown. And that just about really sums up, doesn't it, the colours out there now that the rain has sort of seems to have gone away for a while. And my wife always says, you know, to the good lady, she always says, you know, I always love January and the beginning of February because it's, well, we normally have the summer, don't we? And it's still nice and green. Anyway, there we go. Stranglers, Golden Brown. Time, we're 25 and a half after 8. This is the Gin Blossoms. Found out about you.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
When you
Clean Bandit and Topic and called Drive. Featuring on there, Wes Nelson. And if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're just we're making our way up to 28 minutes. That's before the hour of 9 o'clock. And I'm happy to say it's time to introduce our special guest on this morning's programme, Julio Montes de Oca, Director of Coastal Resilience for Audubon Americas and National Audubon Society. And a very good morning to you, Julio.
Good morning, Jerry. Good morning, everyone, and happy to be on.
Yeah, lovely to have you with us. And you're doing some great stuff there. I tell you what, though, I was reading your CV, and it's interesting because you were at one time with working with the fuel ethanol industry. How's ethanol coming on? I know it was expensive, wasn't it, to produce?
Well, yes, this comes from my training as a chemical engineer. Uh-huh. But in general, the ethanol issue is, there's a lot of discussion around it. There was a boom in the industry as a fuel additive around the 1990s, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
And this was coming off some regulations developed in California, actually. But again, right now there's broader discussion on its use or whether it's better to move fully to renewables and to even in the case of vehicles, electric vehicles.
Because the only reason I ask, because the thing that brought me to Panama originally was the other oil, the naughty oil.
Right.
But anyway, listen, Julio, it's great to have you with us because organ sugar is one of the things which, of course, is very important, which some people, I guess, take for granted or when they want to develop, don't really care. We're talking about mangroves, aren't we?
Yes. Yes, we are.
And so how important is this to the Audubon, to the beautiful flying friends? I've got one. Parrot.
Yeah, definitely. So mangroves are, as you know, an emblematic coastal marine ecosystem. Mm-hmm. We can see them. They're huge, majestic. They're laying out all over our coasts. But what we need to recognize is that they provide a whole menu of services to nature and to human beings.
Mm-hmm.
So you mentioned the birds. So of course, this is one of the main ones from the biodiversity perspective, which is to provide this habitat for birds to do their nests, to mm-hmm. reproduce, mm-hmm. to look for their food. And if we talk about another species that is important, mangroves are also key for the reproduction and, you know, early life stages of fish. A lot of them,
okay,
which turn into,
yep,
commercial fisheries. So again, here's where we start to see not only the intrinsic value and the natural value, but also the value to human beings.
Absolutely. Because, I went to a resort not so long ago, and there were the mangroves, and actually walked into them. They were that sort of well-developed. And what I found, I mean, you could see the wildlife, you could see what was happening with the ocean coming in, you could see the fish actually sort of but it's such an amazing, it's like something when you get inside them out of one of these science fiction movies, isn't it, really? It's absolutely incredible. It's beautiful to look at.
Yeah, definitely. And again, you point out another important services that they provide. I mean, if you go in there, you're doing some sort of ecotourism,
mm-hmm.
And you're able to enjoy the beauty and to recognize the value that it has the fish, that it has mm-hmm. the crabs, that there's birds around. So again, I mean, it's about recognizing all these things that we take for granted, or let's say in terms of services that we get for free, and thus the importance of preserving them.
Mm. And tell me, Julio, do the mangroves have much an effect on bird migration?
Sorry, on which migration?
On bird migration. Do they make use of the mangroves during their passing through?
Yes. Yes, definitely. I mean, there are species that use them as a passing stage, but there's also resident birds. And the interesting thing also, if we're going to talk more broadly about coastal ecosystems, is that we can't see them just as a standalone ecosystem. Next to them, we also have mudflats, as we do, for example, in Bay of Panama.
Exactly.
You can see those very clearly, you know, in Costa del Este and towards Juan Diaz. And those ecosystems are also crucial for migratory birds. So they go out there in the mud and pick out the microorganisms and get their food. So again, if the mangroves are not healthy, then the mudflats are also not healthy and vice versa. Mm-hmm. So again, we need to start looking at the broader landscape and how the things that we do or we don't do affect them and affect the state of their conservation.
And the other thing, Kutz, is, you know, how do you find sort of reactions? Because you're trying to preserve the mangroves. How much support are you getting from local governments?
Well, this goes hand in hand with, you know, getting adequate information about the services that they provide.
Mm.
For some people, it's evident. You know, if you're like a fisherman, you know where the fish come from.
Right.
You know that you need to preserve these ecosystems. But then you start moving up, you know, to the broader community, for example, that they need to take, gain awareness that, you know, that if we throw garbage, it's going to affect the ecosystem, or if we dispose improperly of our wastewater, it's going to affect it. And you keep moving up and you get, for example, as you mentioned, to local authorities, where they need to support in terms of developing measures that will protect them. I mean, there's different types of measures, but at local level, you can do a municipal ordinance or, you know, improve the wastewater treatment or the waste treatment. Indicates which areas are designated for even some basic level of protection. So, I mean, it all starts from the ground up. But, of course, we need to scale up as much as possible, even to national level, where you can develop, broader and stronger measures.
And I think here as well, in Panama, Julio, there are certain areas now which the government has actually designated as protected specifically for the mangroves.
Sure. Sure, of course. There's, you know, the main areas already identified, but then you move on to the next issue, which is how do you enforce that protection? And, you know, and I think something important is that, you know, we shouldn't think that, oh, yes, the government should do everything. They already designated the protected area.
Right,
it's on them. No, it's on everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they play a critical role, for example, in providing the adequate measures for enforcement and, you know, having park rangers or having management. But also it's civil society that, you know, and society as a whole that needs to also think about what they are doing and what we are all doing that might affect the mangroves or how we can help in their protection.
I do remember an issue. I can't remember exactly the area it was where the local people did exactly that because they found people intruding into the mangroves. I mean, this is a thing and a worrying thing because we know how Panama is developing, how it's growing. There's more and more construction. And you get somebody, it goes in and chops a load of mangroves down and, that's it because the damage is done. They go, oh dear, dear, naughty boy, pay a fine, and he gets what he wants in the first place.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're talking about the mode of environmental compensations.
Mm.
You cut off some mangroves, you lose those services of mature mangroves or, you know, areas that are already providing this whole suite of services, and then you pretend that it's going to be replaced by some new mangroves that you're going to plant somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it's fine to at least get that compensation, but it doesn't mean that you'll get that recovery of the same services. That'll take, you know, 15, 20, 25 years for you to recover that level of services. And coming back to your point, yes, indeed, the ideal scenario is where we can get, you know, community to work together with authorities and with, you know, NGOs and with knowledge institutions, and we can all provide these solutions for proper management. It's not one thing, or there's not one magic bullet to preserve mangroves.
No, absolutely, absolutely not. And I mean, I tell you what, I must have had, which I sort of noticed is that, you know, we're leaving Panama now, going out towards Tocumen. Of course, we've got the, we've got Panama Viejo there on our left hand side. And I always used to, you know, you'd see the tower looming. The tower is gradually disappearing because of the growth, around there, which is a good sign, isn't it, Julio?
Yes, and that's actually a super interesting case because, as you know, this is a mangrove forest, let's say, that's developed over the last, I don't know, 15, 20 years due to the changes in the coastal dynamics, some of them brought on by the building of the Corredor Sur and the viaduct there. And you know, what's interesting, and I remember, I don't know if it was like 10, 15 years ago, that there was this discussion about, you know, from the cultural heritage perspective of Panama Viejo, saying, hey, you know, we can't have these mangroves, getting in the way of our, you know, cultural heritage. We need to cut them down. But then that actually brought up a discussion saying, hey, no, this is actually a way for you to have a site where there's cultural heritage, but like a new, well, developing natural heritage that people are also, you know, really keen to go out and, you know, see the ruins and see the cultural aspect. But also now they'll be able to see the mangrove and see the birds and see, you know, mapaches and all these things. So it's an added value. So it's one of those things that, you know, inadvertently something good happened from a change in the coastal dynamics and the way that the coast behaves in that area.
So in a way, really, I guess the bridge going over there, going out to Tocumen over has been a help, I would imagine, rather than a hindrance, wouldn't you say?
Well, yes, in the sense that, you know, how mangroves work is that they need to have a place where they can, you know, develop their roots and plant down. So if there's like less water, let's say less intense tides coming in, then some sediment builds up and then the mangroves start growing. And I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, in 10 more years, the mangroves are almost going up to the bridge.
You'll be driving through them. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that actually would be a really cool experience.
It would really, wouldn't it? Yeah. Quite like that idea.
Definitely.
But too, I mean, one of the things, if you want to have an argument with these people about, oh, you know, it's spoiling our heritage and whatever. And they think, well, you know, the argument really can be, well, if we had the mangroves originally, then perhaps Captain Morgan wouldn't have been able to so easily invade.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I agree.
Anyway, tell me, now there's some other areas being looked at, and I know one of them here in Panama is Parita. Tell us a little bit about that, Julio.
Well, we're working in a cooperation project through the Inter-American Development Bank, a project called Blue Natural Heritage. So first, well, one of our sites is Bay of Panama, which starts off a bit adjacent to this area of Panama Viejo where we're talking about. It's pretty much from the Juan Diaz River down the coast. This is a protected area.
Mm-hmm.
And the other area is Bay of Parita, which is interesting because it's a bit different dynamics than Bay of Panama. It's not just one big protected area, but rather a mosaic
mm-hmm.
of, you know, agricultural lands and, you know, coastal communities and some small protected areas. And, you know, you have the salt ponds and the shrimp farming.
Right, exactly, yeah.
And a lot of activities upstream.
Mm. And the development there of the mangroves, is this going to sort of help the local industry there?
Sorry, say again, Jerry?
With the protection and with the development of Parita, because like you said, I mean, we know what we, you know, shrimp farming and so on and so forth. So with the mangroves, has there been any damage to the mangroves due to the development there or not?
Well, that's taken place a lot of years ago. We actually did an analysis by decades since the 1980s, and actually the area of mangroves has been steady.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the good news. And that's through different factors. I can't point exactly to one. One I would say that was important is that, as you know, the shrimp farms,
if
you cut down the mangroves, you affect them. But, you know, during the 1990s, there was this white spot disease that caused the industry to dip.
So there was no
more development at that point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that was also, I guess, fortuitous. But the mangroves are stable now. So what we can do is to try to propose measures to make sure that the, you know, the agricultural activities and the shrimp farming are mm-hmm. done in the most environmentally friendly way possible, so that it doesn't affect the mangroves that remain.
Okay, and tell me, you're there at the moment. I believe you're there at the moment in Costa Rica. And tell me, how does Costa Rica compare with Panama with regards to mangrove protection?
Well, the models of management might be a little bit different,
mm-hmm.
And I think what's important to highlight here, it is always very contextual.
Mm-hmm.
It's about, you know, the different setups that you have of management. What I would say is that Costa Rica has a fairly strong system of protected areas, but again, we also face a lot of the same challenges, you know, the resources for the management, and also trying to develop these linkages to civil society, to research centers. So I wouldn't say that it's one that's better than the other, but rather that we all have similar challenges. And also, you know, this points to an important thing we can do, which is, you know, exchange experiences and say, well, what worked for you? What kind of studies did you do? Because some of these aspects, again, are also common. You know, we're all in the tropics and the tropical region. So we face for example, the same development challenges and the same challenges in terms of the effect of climate change on coastal ecosystems.
Mm. And, I think, from what I was reading, here, Julio, you're getting help from the IDB, the International Development Bank, and apparently, some money from the UK.
Well, actually, yes, the IDB project is UK funding from
mm-hmm.
DEFRA. This is the UK development agency. They have this program called the UK Blue Carbon Fund.
Mm-hmm.
And why is it called Blue Carbon Fund? Because blue carbon is, you know, the carbon that is stored in marine coastal ecosystems like mangroves.
Okay.
So in essence, a lot of the research part we're doing of the project is about quantifying what carbon are the mangroves storing. And why is this important? Because this stored mangrove provides a mitigation service to climate change. If this carbon would be liberated, then it would exacerbate climate change. And that's why we focus on these blue carbon ecosystems. Also because they hold a disproportionately large amount of carbon per area compared to other, you know, inland forests, to, you know, the rainforest and the other types of tropical forests. So, I mean, even though the areas are smaller, their contribution to mitigation is larger per area.
Oh, okay. And just lastly then, Julio, what is it that we, the ordinary citizen, can do to help?
Well, we can work in two different levels. I mean, there's the direct action that we can do, which is, for example, you know, making sure that our trash, for example, is disposed of properly.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we can influence through our consumption, consuming products that are less, less generating of garbage. That, you know, if it's not managed properly, it might end up in the mangrove. The other thing we can do is sort of indirect, which is, you know, to hold accountable the people we elect to office and what we demand from them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for example, if we're going to choose our local representative, do we know if he has an environmental agenda? Is he mm-hmm. thinking mm-hmm. about, mm-hmm. Does he have some knowledge about the importance of protecting these ecosystems that are benefiting us? So that's an indirect way of also influencing, and that even goes up to national level, the people that we elect to Congress, or, you know, even a national candidate. Hey, is he thinking about the environment? Is he thinking about, he or she thinking about, how do you protect these services that benefit us? It's not a standalone issue. That's the most important thing to recognize. It's something that ties in with the social conditions that mm-hmm. we develop mm-hmm. and with the economic possibilities that we'll have.
All right. Well, Julio, tell me lastly, you're seeing this all going on. Are you optimistic?
Yes, I am, but there's still a lot of work to do. So again, you know, having these spaces to talk about these issues and open up, mm-hmm. you know, perspectives for more people, that's all in the, you know, in contributing to having more awareness and, you know, baby steps sometimes, but I think there's a lot more people now that are recognizing, that we need to think about all these issues of the environment and how they affect us and that they're crucial for our survival.
Wonderful. Well, I'll tell you what, next time you're here in Panama, come and pay us a visit.
I will. I'm actually going tomorrow, but we're going out to Parita because we're launching.
Great.
Yeah, if I can make the little commercial, we're launching a very important tool, which is a Bay of Parita conservation plan. So this is going to provide a blueprint for authorities and decision makers in civil society on what are the conservation objects
mm-hmm.
that are important in that area. So we're launching that tomorrow, on Thursday,
uh-huh.
which is World Wetlands Day.
Oh,
so,
okay.
You know, we'll inform you on that and maybe we can have a chat again about it.
Yeah, do. I want to hear about all the optimism.
Definitely. Thanks for sharing it.
No, thank you so much. Julio Montes de Oca, Director of Coastal Resilience for Audubon Americas, National Audubon Society. Thank you so very much, and we look forward to having you in the studio.
Thank you, Jerry. Take care.
All the best. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Julio. So there we are, some great information there. And, just as I say, you know, remember, think out, keep an eye. If you're living around the mangrove areas or you know those areas, make sure everybody's doing their thing.
Lover, there will be another one who'll hover over you beneath the sun. Tomorrow, see the things that never come. Today, when you see shadow on the things you know, feathers fall around you and show you the way to go. It's over. It's over. Nestled in your wings, my little one, is special. Morning brings another sun. Tomorrow, see the things that never come.
today. When you see me fly away without you, shadow on the things you know, feathers fall around you and show you the way to go. It's over. It's over.
I know what you're doing, I see it all too clear. I only taste the saline when I kiss away your tears. You really had me going, wishing on a star. The black holes that surround you are heavier by far. I believed in your confusion, so completely torn. It must have been that yesterday.
Con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Y llegó el verano. Saludos luneros, Alfredo Drobo para invitarlos a nuestro gran festival de la familia Luna Llena de Tambores. ¿Cuándo? El domingo 5 de febrero en las escalinatas del edificio de la Administración del Canal de Panamá de 6 a 9 p.m. y el mercadito desde las 4 p.m. Ya sabes, ven a disfrutar en familia, tocar tambor y vibrar en armonía. ¡Te esperamos!
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Show. It's better than coffee.
We'll be right back.
we go. Two in a row bring us in on this morning's last hour of this morning's program. We started off with Tavares and It Only Takes a Minute. The dramatics for the second one is what you see is what you get. Quickly say good morning to Yasmin. Good morning, Yasmin.
Hello, good morning.
Now, I just found out this morning, because you told me,
mm-hmm.
you went to the movies.
Oh, yeah.
You went to see the Whitney Houston movie.
Yeah, the premiere.
Right. Where was my invitation?
I just got one. Sorry about that.
And you think it's funny?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, well, just quickly, yes or no, was it good or bad?
It was good. Not as the Tom Hanks movie, but it was good.
I don't think Tom Hanks does a very good Whitney Houston, though. And,
I know, but I love that one. This one was good,
mm-hmm.
but that's all.
But you had some breaks.
Oh, yes, but that was the movie theater fall.
That was a movie.
Something happened with the machine, or mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, well. We've got a guest with us. Did you know? Have you noticed yet?
Yeah, finally.
I wasn't going to say anything about that. Ba-boom! Ba-boom! Okay, I tell you what.
Y llegó el verano. Saludos luneros. Alfredo Drobo para invitarlos a nuestro gran festival de la familia Luna Llena de Tambores. ¿Cuándo? El domingo 5 de febrero en las escalinatas del edificio de la Administración del Canal de Panamá de 6 a 9 p.m. y el mercadito desde las 4 p.m. Ya sabes, ven a disfrutar en familia, tocar tambor y vibrar en armonía. ¡Te esperamos!
Did you know you swore at the end of this?
Yes, I did.
You did, you did.
And I liked it.
I was trying to put the... Well, you didn't want to go to the bathroom at any rate. That's another story. Yasmin, mm-hmm. you've got a musical instrument there, haven't you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and I've got...
What is the name of this thing?
that's a go-go bells.
Ah, go-go
bells. For a go-go girl.
Oh, okay.
And well, the other instruments that Jerry has in there, if you see what he's doing with them, it's like a James Bond movie.
They
found another usage.
They're boobies. booby protectors.
They're boobies that sound like this. This is me. Go ahead, Jerry. Show yours. That's baby Jerry.
Anyway, great to have you back. We were just talking. It's the first time since the beginning of the COVID revolution.
Yeah.
And you were saying how you sent your little girl out on her bike to go and upset the neighbors.
Yes. Yeah, we were talking about those days. Incredibly enough, the last time I came to visit you guys was for my last event, the day after we finished the event is when they told us that they were going to send us in.
Mm-hmm.
A little hibernation.
But you know what? When I sort of look back now, it's... I don't know, it's like a dream when you look back and that, you know, because you could only go out for an hour or so when it was your cedula, and my cedula was 7. So I could go out at 7 in the morning. Well, that's a load of bloody good, isn't it?
Everything is closed.
But I had a way out.
Oh, really?
I did, because I'm old. So wow. I also got to go out about 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
So you took advantage and just took a cane or something or wheelchair and started swearing a lot?
No.
I don't care. Do whatever you want.
They just looked at me and let me in. You know, which is frustrating because I remember the days when they didn't. But, no, I became a bit of a club because I used to see the same guy. I got a friend of mine, I took back, called Robert Britton. And we would always be there on the same day at the same time. So it became like a little social club because that was the only interaction we had with other people. You know, but I tell you now, and I mean, yes, I'm probably, but do not go to the shops when it's only old people shopping, all right? I mean, they drive, they drive the trolleys like they drive on the road, you know? It's dangerous. Do you notice that, yes? Well, you didn't go out with the old people, did you?
Exactly.
No, yeah. But, yeah, it was, you had to be very careful. It was either that or they would move too slowly. So, but it's like a dream, isn't it? You know, did that really happen? Did I really, what happened to those 2 years of my life? You know?
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, you know, I think, you know, at the beginning was like a, like if somebody guessed that I needed a rest, but mm-hmm. the rest became very long.
Mm-hmm.
And to reinvent everything was crazy because, you know, we do Luna Llena de Tambores for 10 years every month, and I've been working on playing drums with people in between events all the time, and suddenly I'm at home, and Zoom becomes the new thing because there was no Zoom.
I before the pandemic, I thought you had to have a camera to use it.
Yeah, it was Zoom. Crazy. Yeah. So I was teaching music, like for Lunario, through Zoom, uh-huh. and I was doing events through Zoom.
Right.
And the crazy stuff is like many times people would turn off their cameras, so I'll be talking in a microphone. I said I'm excited in my living room playing drums, and I don't get any feedback, and I don't see any faces. So I'm going like, okay, I feel like I'm crazy.
Hey, have you heard of radio? It's like that every
it's
day.
It's like that every day. You're like, you laugh. Well, yeah, exactly. Okay.
Mary Lou says hello, Freddie.
Hey, Mary Lou, how are you? Good to see. Good to know you. Good to see you.
Radio.
Good to know that you're listening. You see how you get used to saying things.
Yeah, I know.
But it was a great lesson learned from that because now we are experiencing. That people are very excited about being outside, and this event that we have on Sunday is going to be our first big event after 3 years, and mm-hmm. it's going to be fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Because this is going to be the administration building, isn't it?
The administration That's building, right. This Sunday, the 5th, we're going to start from 4 o'clock, you know, with Mercadito mm-hmm. and things mm-hmm. for kids, mm-hmm. and then from 6 to 9, we have the Luna Llena de Tambores, and the amazing stuff we have. A part of the show that's called Viva Santana, which we're going to be playing songs from Santana, which has a lot of like mm. you know, rhythm, a lot of drums.
Mm-hmm.
And the guitarist that we have as a guest is Marco Linares, which like if people don't know who he is, he's been the guitar player for Gloria Estefan. And he also played guitar with Ruben Blades. He's played with a lot of big artists. And we're lucky enough to have him play guitar and sing with us, with the Luna Llena de Tambores band.
Oh, so great.
It's going to be a lot of fun, yeah.
Fun?
Yeah. That's what we do. Have fun.
Damn. I must go sometime.
You know, sometimes I see people smiling, and I say, they must be having fun.
I must be at the wrong place. But no, I tell you what, I must admit, you and the guys in the band, I mean, the enthusiasm that you get, and of course the reaction. I mean, I love it because as you say, you've got all the families there and they're all having a great time and the kids are banging away and I think it's great because how many years now?
We're going to our 13th year.
Wow.
12 years we've been playing drums. Yeah.
So we started pretty much at the same time. In April we start our 15th year.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't look a day older.
No?
That's the beauty of radio.
You look great.
No, everybody says I look fine. Like, oh, you haven't changed at all. We're going to take a piece of music. We'll be right back. Guess what? It's lunchtime. That was a screw up a really good song there with me. I haven't got, you know, one thing I seem to don't have anything of. Well, there's plenty of things I don't have anything of, but one of them is rhythm.
No, you got rhythm. You have to practice. That's it.
You just haven't found it.
Yes.
It's like, you know, I was sort of saying to somebody the other day, a pianist, that, you know, about, I was sent to piano lessons when I was young. My mother and my grandmother thought it'd be a good thing for me to actually try and do something, and they sent me to piano lessons. I can't get the left and right hands to do something different, you know.
Well, the bad question would have been like, I went to piano lessons. It's like, which was the piano?
How do I get that under my chin? So I mean, how did you cope with the pandemic?
Well, you know, We wanted to do things right away, and that's we were talking about it, that Zoom was a thing that came with
right,
the pandemic,
right.
And I had to do events and do things through Zoom, and it was very hard because, you know, I had no contact with people, or mm-hmm. I couldn't play with any other musicians because we couldn't sync to play together.
Oh, okay.
So I had to mm-hmm. do it on my own, and I didn't know how these things were new with the cameras and to talk with the people and I had to teach. Amazingly, this is crazy. When you teach children through the, mm-hmm. you know, through the mm-hmm. through a screen, they cannot really see your hands very well, or they interpret
right,
things
right,
backward.
Right, mm-hmm.
So sometimes I would turn the screen, you know, to make them face the same way that they were looking at me, and I would see things the other way around as I'm playing, and I'm like, my brain is going to explode here. It's like, It's like disassembling a bomb when you tell kids, okay, listen. Right hand, thumb from the right hand on this key, playing it, ding, 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 dang, dang, dang. So it was really like exhausting. But you know, we learned a lot through the pandemic and coming out, we appreciate a lot about human contact and for me, teaching playing with people. And this Sunday is going to be fantastic because, again, it's a celebration of life. I think people need to go out and celebrate life and celebrate getting together and drumming and a moon. Perfect.
Sure, sure. Will you have drums for people? The buckets and the
Have the buckets. We're gonna have buckets, a lot of buckets. But if you have your instruments, bring your own so you can have something to play and have fun. We're gonna have a mercadito, which the mercadito starts at 4:00, and there's where we're going to have all different things for sale. The Luna Llena.
Mm-hmm.
We also have an area for children called La Aldea Lunera, the Moon Village, where children can go. They go into these little tipis and they're gonna have entertainment things for them. So when they get tired from being in front of the stage, they can go there and play.
Uh-huh.
And we're very, very thankful for the canal, Panama Canal to presenting this event. We're very, very thankful.
This is a wonderful location, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. We asked them for permission to use the area, and they decided to help us produce this event. We're very, very happy. You know, we're very thankful for that because it's been hard. Making events after, you know, the pandemic. Yeah. But, you know, they decided that they want to present us in the summer, and it's going to be a bomba. We're playing Santana music and showing some of my songs, some of the songs that I'm very excited about performing for people.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
It's a lovely location. Full moon as well.
Luna llena de tambores, you know, for everybody to come to put it on their calendar. It's going to be a Sunday the 5th at the administration building. So it's going to be
Make sure you go along for that. And, here's a question for you, because, I've been to a few. How many instruments do you play?
Well, I play the piano. Mm-hmm. I play the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
I play all different percussion instruments. The drum kit, which was my first instrument.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I'm teaching a lot of drums at the Lunario, at my cultural center, I discovered that I really like playing bass and having the children play the drums, so we can interact very much, you know, and make the drumming more fun when you have a bass player playing with you. So those are the instruments that I have. So singing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you thought that what you heard there was not singing?
No, almost.
To me, I call it singing.
So do you play the drums?
I play the drums.
Oh, I'm just checking, because you sort of say, well, you said percussion, so I mean,
well, you know, you can fake it too.
That's another topic.
But I tried to play them.
I was watching, it was the Jazz Festival, and, I'm trying to remember the name. It's the Cuban artist,
Chucho Valdez.
Chucho Valdez was here, and it was fascinating watching. I really enjoyed him as well. But he had the guy with the bom boms, what do you call the bom boms?
With the congas?
Yeah, the bom boms.
The bom boms.
And then you had the other guy with the
drum set.
The drum set, you know. And I was so fascinated watching the guy with the bom-boms playing other things. He would have this thing and he'd go... And, you know, you could think, well, if it wasn't there, I probably wouldn't notice it. But it is there. And watching him do it, you know, and I can't remember, what would you call that thing he was fluttering? You know, because he just had it in his hand. It was like a little thing like...
Well, you know what? The amazing thing when you're a
percussionist... By the way, do you like that? Do that again. I found a talent. I'm going to be a... Oh, dear.
Jerry.
I think I'm going to go and lie down. it's fascinating when you... Because, you know, when you listen to music, you hear these things, but you don't sort of... Think about, well, how do they do that? And It's fascinating to watch. I'm telling you, like you said earlier, I mean, some of the people they brought in for the event. And it was good to see Yaz Kesa back. Do you know Yaz?
Who?
Yaz Kesa.
No.
That is right. Isn't it? Kesa, isn't it? Kesa. Yes, yeah. She's an amazing drummer. And she was here, I think, for a couple of years. Yeah, she was here.
Oh yes, I know.
Working
who she
with
is.
with the Danilo Foundation.
Exactly. Yeah, I know who she is. And she's a great drummer, and she also plays piano very well.
So she came back for the festival, but if you ever want to see her play, watch the Lenny Kravitz video of Low, because he flew her to Paris to be on the video with her playing the drums. So you got Lenny Kravitz and her.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really, really quite something.
I'm going to check that out.
Yeah.
Because my friend Eric was that plays in Luna Llena de Tambores. He was good friends with her, and they played a lot together.
Yeah, she's so cool. And, I mean, when I went, because Yaz and I, we did the opening event on the roof of the Marriott, Yaz. Remember when we went up there, it was another girl drummer they had. And she was tiny.
Yes.
You know, she was tiny and very slim and whatever. I mean, I wish I could play something.
I bring the instruments so you get inspired. They're there.
Give me
them. And then you can practice your... Hello, I'm Jerry. I can do two things at the same time.
I tell you what we're going to do.
What are we going to do?
We're going to listen to this. Lenny Kravitz and Low.
Cause we can't fake it. Cause you and I can't take this anymore.
Oh, I could do that bit. I'm getting pretty good. I'm learning a lot this morning.
You know, there's a thing called auto-tune, no?
I've done that one quite often. It's the same with singing, you know. I think I must be tone deaf or something. You know, my singing is sort of way out of. The only time I can sing in a way is sometimes, you know, because obviously when I'm sort of prepping for a program, I'm playing some of the music that I listen to, especially. And for me, the period of music I really loved was the 70s. With some great ballads and some, you know, the likes of Carole King and Tammy Smith, I think it was. And there's some great ballads. And if I listen to those, I can actually sing along to them if they are singing.
Exactly.
You know, not if it's just the music.
It helps a lot when they're singing.
Yeah. So next time they're on stage, it's just music.
But, you know, I heard something that now you mentioned about the 70s and well, 60s were great, 70s were great, 80s had good music. But, you know, what did the guitarist from, this guy Steve Lukather, the guitarist from Toto, the band Toto.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I agree with the comment that he said. He says, you know, there are really great musicians today. They're really awesome musicians. Mm-hmm. And he says, you know, what you don't really hear today is great songs.
Right.
And it's like, you know, it's also that there's not great songs. You find some good songs. But not like the way you used to find it back in the day. Where
you know what? I'm not so sure if that isn't the thing is, music has seemed to have gone in, or certain music seems to have gone in one direction.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, if I've got the Billboard Hot 100s going back about 1948, 1949, and you go through the music of the 50s, then you started to get rock and roll, you started to get blues more sort of prominent. Then so you got into soul. You know, that's what I like. You know, when I was broadcasting back then, doing this kind of work when you're 18, 19, and there's really good music around, Otis Redding, Wilson Pickett, you know, Sam and Dave, it's great music. And as you progress, and the 70s was great. You got into, I mean, I'm a disco kid. I love disco music. So you got into disco, and you got into, say, into some great artists coming up, Elton John, all these type of people. So there was some really, I guess, because everything was new for us then, there is nothing new. It's basically taking stuff that's been around all the time now. Because don't forget, before the 50s, we started getting rock and roll, Elvis Presley and whatever. It was all sort of big bands and, you know, and then the groups came in. The Beatles, the Rolling Stones. And it changed music dramatically. And we've sort of, if you like, we've built on that. But then if you come in through into the 90s, get towards the end of the 90s, and it just seems to diminish. And now, you know, when you get in the sort of 2000, if you see that there is a good tune featuring somebody, you're basically going to hear a good song with somebody rapping in the middle of it. You know, I don't know. But saying that, no, there is good music out there. There's quite a bit of some good artists.
There are.
And they just don't necessarily get into the top of the charts. But there are some good artists and there are some great songs out there as well.
Yeah, but you know, what I see, what you do, radio was the way people would get the music in the 70s and 80s. Radio gave you a diversity of music. You would listen to all sorts of things when you put on radio. You listen to rock, you listen to ballads, you listen to country music. You would listen to, you know, to punk, to disco, you would listen to Latin music, Brazilian music, and you get a big array of different styles of music. Today is, you know, since you can choose whatever you listen to, the algorithm would make you listen to the same type of things all the time. Mm-hmm. And then if you don't have a knowledge of music and artistry, they guide you through the same things, and you don't get to know other things. And that's what the great things of radio. Radio made us very versatile on our ears and listening to different artists. And they had great, you know, people that were competing. It was not like because you're Paul McCartney, you're going to be number one. In those back in the 70s, you know, people that were competing to on the radio, and it's not a competition, but they were writing great songs. Mm-hmm. And nothing guaranteed your position on number one, number two. You know, you had some artists were amazing and doing great music.
I'll tell you what, one of the things I found is, because I like all different types, and I like this time, I have an app on my phone, Radio Garden. Have you heard of that?
No.
Okay. Well, I'll show... This is radio, but I'm just going to show you the. This is a worldwide map. Stop! Stop talking. I'm busy. You see, look, these are all radio stations. Okay, worldwide. Every dot, big dot, small stations. Okay, you can go and listen to any radio station basically in the world with this app, but. It's not just radio stations as we know it, like BBC or whatever. For instance, if I look at my favourites, and these are just coming out of London, most of these. There's a bird song radio. Okay, I tell you what, I can just play that and give you a little bit of this. It's that's all it is.
Bird sounds.
Bird sounds.
Wow.
but then you go down and you've got stations, retro soul radio, oldies paradise, magic soul, magic mellow, magic FM, magic chilled, London soul radio, LBC London, laser hot hits international, heart 90s radio, heart 80s radio, heart 70s radio, golden years radio, and the list goes on and on. Absolute radio 70s, 80s radio zoom. You can listen to anything, anything. And if you haven't got that app, I'd recommend it. Because, funnily enough, one thing we did the other day, we had an Italian takeaway. And so I started playing the Italian music from one of the Italian radio stations. You're actually there, you know.
So you didn't have to work? You let another DJ work?
No, absolutely. Yeah. Why should I? But a lot of those are just music only. And they just come up and say you're listening to 80s International or whatever. But the thing is, I think more and more youngsters these days are actually going back and listening to the older songs.
Oh yeah,
you know.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of great. They have access to all the music in the world. That's the thing. To all the music in the world.
It's like everything now, isn't it? I mean, music has no bounds. Fashion has no bounds. What is fashionable now? I mean, anything you want. You know. People don't grow their hair long because they're rebelling and things like that. No, we just grow it long because we're lazy. or because we're just glad we got some. No, absolutely. I mean, everything now, you've got access to everything, especially with the internet. You know, you've got everything. I listen, sit in my car and I listen to BBC Radio 2 as if I was driving around London.
Yes, yes.
You know?
That's a fabulous thing about the internet. You have access to so many things that you could not imagine being close to a few days back. And the internet is going to help you play that bell, right?
Right, now this is because we're out of time.
We're out of time? Oh.
Lástima que termino el festival de hoy. Pronto volveremos con más diversiones. Jerry, nuestro rey favorito, sin igual.
Now you know why I've been keeping
you know,
talking.
You ever heard that song before? That was the end of Porky Pig Show. Jasmine, no.
I knew you were so intellectual.
But instead of Porky, I say Jerry.
Thank you. Anyway, that's it. We got to go. Otherwise, they're going to kick me out. Remind everybody.
Okay. Alfredo Hidrobo to say hello to you guys from Luna Llena de Tambores to invite you this Sunday, February 5th, at the administration building. We're going to be doing Luna Llena de Tambores. You can come in from 4 o'clock and have fun with your kids. Check the Mercaditos and the Drum Village that we're going to have there. And we start at 6, from 6 to 9, Luna Llena de Tambores at the administration building. We wait for you there.
All right. Alfredo, as always, lovely to see you.
Great to see
always,
you, Jerry.
Always good fun.
Great to see you, Jasmine.
And thank you for showing me your maracas.
Yes.
Yes. time.
Ooh, trademark.
That's it. And big thanks to Alfredo. Big thanks to my guest in the 8 o'clock hour, Julio Montes de Oca, director of the Coastal Resilience for the Audubon Americas. Big thanks to him. Big thanks to Ingrid for our Everyday Story of Country Folk. And also to, of course, my producer, Yasmin, here in the Breakfast Show studio, doing all the work and going to the movies. She'll be talking, no doubt, about Andres, possibly about the same thing later in the week. So big thanks to Yasmin. Big thanks to our co-producer, Neil Danby, and to the boys and girls of Group of Grado, keep us up and running. And to you, our listeners, advertisers, sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. And also, just a last message for you. Don't forget, live and enjoy the Ashley experience, the number one brand for furniture in the United States, direct to your home with the Ashley sale. 30 to 50% discount on selected products until January the 31st. Look for yours in Costa Sur, Alta Plaza and Costa Verde. So there you are. Get along. Today is the last day. Go and get that bargain and make your house look beautiful. Go along and see our friends at Ashley Furniture. And that's it. Big thanks to you. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning, same time, 7 o'clock, whatever it is you're doing between now and then, especially if you're in a car and moving, please do it carefully. What do I say? Ha ha. Want to be talking to you, not talking about you, from me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.